Has the Bobby Portis break-in been solved? Well, four men from Chile have been charged in an ongoing investigation of nationwide burglaries at the homes of the rich and sometimes the famous, and we're talking sports players. The four were arrested in Ohio as part of a multi-state investigation at some high-profile home burglaries.
Yes, a lot. I mean, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes. So you said Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio was the...
Joe Burrow was one, the quarterback of the Bengals.
Yeah.
And was one of the people that was also robbed.
And that's what this arrest is all tied to. The rest of these four, we should say. The break-in at the home
Good.
Of Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. The authorities found an LSU shirt in the car where Burrow played college ball. And a Bengals hat believed to be stolen back in December. That burglary while Burrow was playing during the day. Kansas City homes, like you said, Elizabeth, of the Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, burglarized in October. And remember when Bobby Portis was robbed back in November?
Yeah.
He was at the game, too, at Fiserv Forum, not home. He came home and went on social media. And he's like, hey, help me out here. It's like $20,000 in items that were stolen. Some things that belonged to him that were really personal to him, too, that were ripped off from this home.
What are the ages of the people that were arrested?
They range in age from like mid-20s up to the late 30s.
Wow, so, older.
Yes, they're older, and it's...
This is a well-orchestrated
kind of a crime ring.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, so, they were going to get caught eventually.
We'll see if they're connected, but all signs kind of point to that, where they've got these... It's not just a couple of dudes who are like, hey, Bobby Portis isn't home. Let's go see if we can get into his house. This is a pretty well-orchestrated crime ring that's going on.
Well, and the other thing, and we may never know the answer to this, but hopefully they can get some of their stuff back. Though I'm sure they've probably sold it at this point.
Well, there's an old LSU shirt that was found in...
Probably because they're like, oh, we grabbed his dirty laundry? What are we going to do with this?
Oops, I don't know, leave it in the car, whatever. What else do you need to know on the go? Well, Valentine's Day is a little over 3 weeks away. What better setting to get married or renew those vows than Lakefront Brewery and their chapel at Lakefront Brewery? On February 14th, reservations are available every 15 minutes. They cost just $30. They do this every Valentine's Day. It's the 10th straight year that they have been doing this at Lakefront Brewery. And Elizabeth, you and I have both, not together, but separately with our spouses, have done the vow renewal.
It is absolutely worth it. When we signed up for it, in my head, I thought, okay, it's $30. We'll have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
We put a lot of thought into our 90s hip-hop vows. And when Eric and I were standing up there with the minister, it's interesting how I kind of forgot we were at Lakefront Brewery. It was just him and I looking at each other, no phones, just holding hands, talking about where we've been, where we are.
Same
where we
thing
hope
happened to us.
And we both got emotional, and I didn't expect that.
No, I didn't
expect
either.
To be that into it. We went and had a great dinner afterwards, and it's something that you're doing just for the two of you. Take time for yourselves. You're surrounded by love. You have people there that are also getting married. They're excited. It's a really fun time. And last year, a lot of you messaged and said, where was this? How do we do it?
Yeah.
Well, sign up now because it's going to fill up.
It will, definitely. And it's also a Friday. Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Get yourself a fish fry.
Yeah, get yourself a fish fry. And they're offering the first dances for all couples starting at 5 o'clock in the evening. So there you go. That's what you need to know on the go from The Mix.